AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Music legend Tony Bennett has died in New York. He was 96. Bennett's style was timeless.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Tony Bennett released more than 70 albums, bringing him 19 competitive Grammys.
From where I started and where I landed, it's amazing.
All but two of those Grammys came after Bennett reached his 60s. His admirers included Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Lady Gaga. In 2014, at 88, Tony Bennett broke his own record as the oldest living performer with a number one album on the Billboard chart for Cheek to Cheek.
When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. We're both Italian-Americans, and we understand one another. And I love her family. I love everything about her.
Tony Bennett has long talked about his lifelong ambition.
I've never tried to get a hit record. I want a hit catalog.
Tony Bennett was just 2 weeks short of his 97th birthday. Donald Trump now has a trial date in the federal case on charges of illegally detaining classified documents.
A federal judge in Florida has set a May 20th trial date next year. That's a compromise. Prosecutors wanted it this December. Trump's lawyers pushed to schedule the trial after next year's presidential election. If the May 20th date sticks, the trial would probably come well after a GOP nominee is clear. Trump is now the front runner. The trial would also be close to a separate Trump trial in a New York hush money case, and the ex-president could be looking at more trials in a Justice Department probe of efforts to undo the 2020 White House race results and a Georgia investigation into bids by Trump and allies to subvert the state's vote. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street as the market takes back some of the ground it lost the day earlier when several big tech stocks dropped. The S&P 500 was 0.3% higher in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is on track for its eighth winning week in the last 10. The Dow is up 55 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.3% higher. A day earlier, the tech-heavy Nasdaq had its biggest drop in more than 4 months. Roper Technologies rose 3% after reporting better results for the spring quarter than analysts were expecting. That helped offset a loss in American Express, which reported revenue that fell below forecasts. Amex dropped 4.7%. Treasury yields were steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged down to 3.83%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thousands of people took to the streets in a handful of Muslim-majority countries to express their outrage at the desecration of a copy of the Quran in Sweden. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.